Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Cassie Pearson with the Knoxville School District for a recap of this week's school board session.
High school, of course, looking at changing its curriculum and making some tweaks to the credit system they have. Going from 46 to 48 credit hours, that wouldn't seem too hard a jump for most of your students there to accomplish, I would say.
I don't think it's going to be a challenge at all. Our students are required to take 8 classes each semester, and over the course of the high school career, they usually get between 56 and 64. And so we are going to look at increasing our credits from 46 credits to 48 credits. So that still gives them quite a bit of wiggle room if they need to retake a class or if they drop out of, for example, one of their college classes, something like that, as they get older. So we don't anticipate that being a challenge to any of our students to be able to make that graduation requirement.
And, of course, you're combining many of your specialty classes into the career and technical education area. And I'm sure this is something that is really needed in education, to encourage students to get in these particular fields and develop their skills in them.
And most of our students already take at least one class in the career technical education field. It goes everything from agriculture to business to industrial tech, automotives, food and nutrition. And so our kids are very fortunate to be able to have a wide variety of career and technical education classes to pick from. And most of them are already taking one. The new requirement would ask them to take 2 credits in the CTE field. And we think our students are going to enjoy doing that. It gives them a wider range of educational experiences, and we think it's going to be a positive for a change.
On top of that, of course, you're also adding, expanding your health courses and your personal wellness courses, because you would think that in an age where there's more emphasis on health and personal care and working out, that most people would go along with the wave there. But there are a lot of kids who don't have the background in that, who have been shown that, and this is a way for them to understand what needs to be done to take better care of themselves.
In the past, we've really integrated our health education into other classes as well, in our sciences. And now we are thinking that it'll be good if all kids take an independent health class that really has a focus on personal well-being along with what's integrated into their other courses. And we'll still have electives that they can take in the health field. So kind of just making it a little bit more broad and more deep that kids can get into the health science classes and also then can lead them into the CNA class, which could provide a certificate for them for potential job opportunities in the future.
And that, of course, is the ultimate goal of high school, especially in the 21st century. There's a lot more focus on technical and professional courses to prepare kids for those particular areas beyond what used to be offered, which was history and math, and that sort of core curriculum thing. Now you're going beyond that and thinking long-term for the next century.
And our kids still have to take the 4 years of English and 3 years of math, science, and social studies, but also requiring them to take physical education and career and technical education. We also really encourage them to get involved with the fine arts as well, so either band and choir, a foreign language with Spanish as well, and art classes. We know that the more kids actually get to experience in high school, then the better choices they can make as they try to decide what they want to do for a career in their life.
Now, a gold star for the district. You're among the schools in the state to receive the gold star award, and you got all the paperwork on in time, and you may get a double star for that.
You know, that we have a lot of state reports that we have to do, seems like monthly, for the Department of Education, and we were very proud of being able to get the Distinguished Gold Star Award because we actually met all of the early deadlines, and that takes a lot of teamwork. We have so many people in our Panther family that contribute to those reports to make sure that we can get them in early, and kind of a good pat on the back for our schools.
Yeah, certainly. Paperwork, a necessary evil for any school system, and trying to streamline the process. I know that's one of the many things that was discussed this past week during the special session with State Senator Amy Sinclair.
Senator Sinclair has been a great advocate for us of trying to both provide flexibility for local control of our school districts and also trying to streamline some of the bureaucracy and the hoops and the reports that we have to do for the state. And she has done a great job for us in getting that accomplished here just the last few legislative sessions. And she continues to work on that for us. And we are greatly appreciative, but there's still plenty to do.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.